Local groups in Kentucky and West Virginia worked with national organizers to plan the events. Several similar rallies and meetings have been held across the country in the past few weeks to generate momentum around what's called the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. A local organizer from West Virginia, Reverend Ronald English, explained, "The campaign is an extension of a campaign Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. began 50 years ago."
So we're able to kind of build on what would have been the momentum that Dr. King had in mind with the original Poor People's Campaign. I'm glad that that's been taken up.
English says he's hopeful that some of King's objectives can be fulfilled now, 50 years after his death, with the support of grassroots organizers. Other speakers included local people who've experienced poverty growing up and who continue to experience poverty even though they have full-time jobs and educational degrees. One speaker in West Virginia was Amy Jo Hutchinson of Wheeling, who helps organize her state's Our Children, Our Future campaign. She reflected on her support for what teachers accomplished during a recent work stoppage, but noted her own frustration that the same momentum is not behind the campaign for poor working class people in the state.
"We're fighting for middle class people because they want better health insurance. Why aren't you guys fighting for us?"
Events also included discussions led by co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign, Reverend Dr. William Barber.
"Being poor isn't a sin, but poverty is."
At a stop in Harlan County, Kentucky, he called for progressives to get behind a movement to help fight against voter suppression laws and other policies which he believes are keeping poor people of all races poor.
"You might be blooded, you might be bruised, you might be broken, you might be poor, you might be without a union, you might be hurting, you might be black, you might be white, you might be brown, you might be gay, you might be straight, but you say, if we be lifted up, somebody gonna see this. Because there can't be a resurrection, there can't be any change until we see it."
The Poor People's Campaign is in the process of organizing a 40-day protest, including a series of actions meant to highlight racism and call out political leaders who are not helping to fight poverty. The campaign is also involved in a number of Get Out the Vote actions to get more people to the polls for midterm elections. The nationwide action, which will include marches and other nonviolent demonstrations, begins on Mother's Day. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board.